Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!
Gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Wrestling Realm Now podcast. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. And on today's show, unfortunately, the real Dwayne Allen could not be here, but he said, y'all go ahead, hold it down. We said, we got you. It is our marketing manager, the one and only has the third Hugh, brother Hugh in the building.
What's going on? I love that intro, man. I love it.
Hey, man, you know, we do what it do. Man, fresh off the heels of Fight Club, we was down in neighboring city, Washington, D.C. A lot of good stuff there, man. I talk all the time. I want to know, how did you feel about the show? I mean, you was there just sitting back relaxing, but then the camera came out and you got the snappers. How did you feel?
You know how it is when the camera comes out, man. It's just all love. But honestly, like I told you before, man, it felt like a family reunion. The whole vibe, mm-hmm. the whole from brunch to the show, it was just electric. The whole vibe, the energy was just, I don't even know the word to describe it. It pulled you in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it made the show, it made the experience 10 times better.
Yeah. Definitely a show. Look, we got some clips, because guess what? We got the footage. We was there. You know, first I want to talk about just the energy of this match. I'm going to go not in order. I ain't going to talk about all the matches, because I want y'all to go to their Twitter handle. It's PAWDC. Make sure y'all go there. But one of the parts, man, of the night was my man Moses of Shane Taylor Promotions, right? Y'all had to be there. You had to be there. That's right, right here. Now, hopefully we don't get hit with a copyright, but, you know, it's just a part of the song. You know, it's in the background. It's a lot of a noise. So, YouTube, be cool. Be cool, Twitch. Be cool. If you're out there watching, make sure y'all send us a tweet at Wrestling Realm. You know what? I ain't do this the right way, but guess what? You know, sometimes graphic producers make errors, but it's more important that people get all the information right there. So, it's just easier. Right there at Wrestling Realm. Hugh.
Yes.
You being the person of the clique, of the brotherhood, the one that's always the life of the party, what did you think as soon as you heard that music?
Man, boy, you talking about an entrance. You know how mm-hmm. you're in the club and, mm-hmm. and that one song hits? Like, one song, you just drop in one song and then the sound from the speakers just hits you the right way? Man, yep. I'm telling you. Once that song dropped, everybody went crazy, man. Everybody. White people, black people, everybody went crazy. And they were singing a song. And the energy, like I said, went out of the roof. And, man, Moses turned it up for us, man. Real talk. He did.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to do this thing they call it a live tweet as well. but, yeah, he definitely turned it up. Shout out to his opponent, Killian Murphy. He's killing me, Murphy. Killing Murphy. Yeah, he didn't stand a chance. he didn't stand a chance after that. I mean, you could feel it. It was, you talk about, and it was a home field, you know, home field advantage for Moses.
Right.
You know, and pro. Yeah, there we go. I can't even write today. I'm all over the place, but Yeah, it was home field advantage for him. But what did you think of the match?
Oh, the match, man. It was great. I like Killian. Killian, man, he's a great talent. I think he has potential. But he stood no chance with Moses, man. Real talk. We already knew what time it was when that song played. Black History Month. Moses came out. Big powerhouse. The energy was there. It was a squash. It was a squash. He had no chance at all.
No, yeah, he did. And but you know, just like you said, the energy. Airsay, we've been to a lot. We've been doing this wrestling thing for in a couple weeks. It'll be 10 years. Can you believe it? 10 years since our first WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Right? You know, to me, that was the best independent wrestling show that I've been on, been to.
Yeah, man, it's definitely one of the better ones I've been to. Just like I said, like, just off the experience factor, like, everybody was into it. You could tell that the wrestlers were into it. The wrestlers, they were just having fun with the matches. Like, it was just a sight to see, honestly. I can't wait till the next show, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it, one of the things that, you know, been a big conversation is the black dollar in pro wrestling. You know what I mean? Right. Black dollar in pro wrestling. And this right here proved you give us a chance. You know, and in this case, a lot of people getting a chance to own stuff. Will Five Stub, what up? Jumping in on the Twitch channel, loyal listener, viewer of the Wrestling Realm and the Mac Mania podcast. Definitely appreciate the support, brother. You know, for the longest time, if we you know, I don't want to get too sentimental here, that's always a different conversation for a different time, but for the longest time, wrestling didn't love us back, you know, and you know, I've told the story a million times, but for people who don't know, for people who may not believe me, that brother right there,
here we go.
That brother right there, he was with me in the trenches.
That's true.
You know, as we was loving this when we was younger, he was with me.
Right.
You know, and yeah. who would have thought, you know what? Yes! Hold on, that ain't the one. That ain't the one. You see this thing right here?
Pick up the
in
mic.
Their hands, it's the microphone, it. But in my hands, it's the pipe bomb. Who would have thought? 10 years ago, when we was at that school, a Shrine of the Little Flower, write this time code down, write down 7 minutes. When we was at Shrine of the Little Flower, and everybody was saying, y'all know that stuff is fake. Who would have thought that Brian H. Waters and Hugh Has the Third Hazmat Photos LLC,
yes, sir.
Hugh Scott, would be on a wrestling show? That's seen worldwide. All those times people say, oh, y'all know that's fake. Y'all need to stab it. Nah, baby, that's for somebody else. You know, tried to hit us with the...
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
Nah, but, you know, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But who would have thought? But look at us today. You know, shout out to the real Dwayne Allen. You know, that should have been the trio. If we would have known Dwayne back in... 1997, 98, 99, 2000, whatever. That would have been the trio. You imagine? Our parents would have been crazy.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, things happen when they happen. But that's all I'm going to say, you know, because it's definitely a positive. But I had to get that off my chest because I had my road dog right there. But, you know, another match, you that really... really grabbed everybody's attention was the intergender match between a good friend of ours who we used to work with at WSU. Shout out. What? Hold up. Why wasn't David Otunga WWE champion? KC from YouTube, we'll address that. World Five Star, we'll address that. What do you think New Day will be doing at WrestleMania? Few years ago, we worked at WSU, you and I, and we had a chance to work with this young lady by the name of Willow Nightingale. To me, one of the most prolific baby faces in the business.
Yes, she is.
No doubt about it. Like, you see Willow, she's full of energy and smiles. I want people to see what she did in this clip with to Mr. Grimm. The video don't do it justice. That energy, you know, because you go on Twitter, you'll see clips where, you know, he pounced her, you know, similar to what Keith Lee did to Adam Cole, where he pounced her and then she got her get back. And the whole time throughout the story, they kept trying to build. She kept trying to get him up. She kept trying to get him up and couldn't get him up. But boy, what she did right there, it was over 1, 2, 3. And Hugh, what did you think of the match, brother?
Man, like I said, with Willow, I love that young lady. She is completely over. Let me tell you something. When her music dropped and she walked out of that curtain, everybody went crazy. They went bananas. Willow is out of control, man. But Willow, man, I have no words for her, man. She's just amazing. Straight up. That match. For an indies match against a male, Mr. Grimm, come on now, that was a great match to witness 1-on-1, straight up.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely you had to see it. Check out her other match. Willow's going to win some world championships.
She's going to business. Push Willow. Mm-hmm. Wherever she go, push her, grab her, get her.
Yep, she's going to win some world championships in this business. So, you know, that was a great show. Like I said, main event, Trisha Dora, Big Swole. All I want to say is, whoever said Big Swole can't work,
what?
You're wrong. What? Whoever said wrestling isn't good, you're wrong. I got to see it in person. You know, two black women main eventing shows how far we've come in wrestling, right? It was just amazing. I mean, just two beautiful people in general. Two beautiful people. So I was happy. Just overall, man, just the vibe. I would try to go through names, but I'm not. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna show the graphic just to show y'all the people that was there, our media family. You know, I will say one name. I'm always gonna stay with the Bloodline. Shout out to Britt Waters. You know, we sat right beside her watching the show. You know, he's in the chat. shout out to fam. He's in the pit too. Shout out to fam. Of Black Wrestling, as you can see, Math is right there in front, you know. But they was out there. I mean, just like everybody, that energy right there. You can see if photos could talk. You talk about a picture that has 1,000 words. And what you see right here is the diversity of black people, you know. So shout out to fam, shout out to Black Wrestling. Make sure y'all check, after y'all finish watching this, check out their interview with my client, or she hate when I say client, so the person who I'm the press agent for, Amber Rodriguez. I told her, you know, we got some merch, so make sure y'all check out her, follow her at one Amber Rodriguez. Check out her interview with the Black Wrestling Podcast. You know, hold on. Shout out to Ricky J. Curran, said he was there. Ricky was there. Fam said the picture smells like Hennessy. Yeah, it was cool seeing you too, Ricky. The picture smells like Hennessy. Never heard that one before.
Hennessy and fried chicken, baby.
And you know what's crazy? Oh, I had some fried chicken. I ain't had no Hennessy. I had but I have, you know, from the restaurant. Shout out to Provost. Provost in DC. We put over black businesses, Black History Month. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm gonna give the free advertisement. Shout out to them. Man, that French toast was amazing.
Man, that shrimp and grits, man. I had the shrimp and grits. Oh my gosh.
Yo, it looked like it. It looked like it. But yeah, so that's that for the show. Definitely, you know. Can't wait to do it again. I can't wait till the next link up. I don't know if it's gonna be in New York, or it's gonna be in Dallas, when, but I know Wrestling Around will be in the building as long as no other conflicts come up. But Hugh, we got a new WWE champion. Didn't really get your thoughts. I did an Elimination Chamber post show. Y'all can check that out, but we want to get Brother Hugh's thoughts on the brand new WWE champion. Title for title is set for WrestleMania.
You already knew that was going to happen, man. Come on. We're in Saudi. Man, they there to see the big names win. That's what they – I'm surprised Goldberg didn't win, honestly.
He don't want to take down the tribal chief.
Right.
But, yeah, Goldberg in Saudi is different.
Right. But I was hoping they wouldn't do that, but and they came through on it. But, man, we all knew Brock Lesnar was going to win that, man. I'm glad Bobby Lashley didn't get buried, though. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? He was saved with the injury. I hope he's okay. I'm not sure.
Well, no, it's legit.
Okay.
All right. It's a legit injury.
They saved him with an injury and by taking him out the match. Mm-hmm. That was a good way to do it. So now he can come back.
Hold on, you cracking a beer? Sound like Stone Cold Steve Austin over there. It sound like
all blueberries, baby. Blueberries.
Oh, okay.
No, but yeah. Come on, man. We already know. Brock Lesnar all the way.
Yeah.
They're setting it up. I'm just eager to see what's going to happen with the title situation. Are they going to get rid of one? Are they going to combine them? What are we going to do?
Yeah, you know, I could see. So a very early prediction, Roman wins. But I could see USA, if we, you know, looking at it from a TV perspective, right? I could see USA say, look, we want some of the tribal chief. We see what he do on Friday nights. You know, and quite frankly, Roman could just work Mondays and Fridays. You know, I could see that being a possibility of him being on both shows. Mm-hmm. Do I want to see it? The roster is big. You know, like the pandemic roster wasn't as big. So that's why, like, those pay-per-views were shorter because a lot of people stay at home. I mean, it kept a lot of talent home. So right. It seems like it's, you know, it's you look at Raw, you look at SmackDown, WWE also has an influx of new stars. You look at the Madcap Mosses and other characters, you know, it's like before you like, it's almost as if you blinked an eye and they were there, you know. So, you know, it's definitely a lot of other people for him to work with, but, you know, we'll see. Did you see Doudrop versus Bianca Belair on Monday night?
Yes, I did, my baby Doudrop. Doudrop, man.
You better not say that during Black History Month. Did you see the timeline on Twitter earlier?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Yeah, people were upset. The women of our sisters in black wrestling, they didn't take too kindly of the black brothers, Levin Nikita Lyons. They didn't like that. So they told us to stop. They said we act like we haven't seen yams before. Jade Cargill and Naomi and other likes. So yeah, that was it was a very, very, very fun exchange. But I will say this, what did come out of it, got a chance to talk to the leader of the AEW fan club, Miss Kiki. And her and I had a, you know, really good conversation just about wrestling, and that's what it always comes down to, just wrestling. And she called me out on Twitter because if you watch Rampage tonight, you saw that their AEW champion, their world champion, Adam Page, came out there, and he was in a good promo battle with Adam Cole. He said, "We're gonna do story time with Adam Page." And, you know, he looked to me, I've always said, I want to see their champion on first. I saw it with Moxley. I saw it with Omega. I saw it with Jericho. But to me, Paige has always just kind of been like out to the wayside. And I've been saying that. And, you know, just sitting back, I'm like, all right. Okay, whatever. But I have to say, tonight they did their thing. I felt like he's got me invested. Now, I want to see him lose. I don't think he will, because I would rather see Adam Cole be AEW champion.
Right.
I think I wouldn't mind seeing Paige Chase. But, yeah, what did you think? Did you get a chance to check it out? I know you've been a very busy man.
I actually missed that segment. Mm-hmm. So I don't recall what happened. I did see Adam Cole come out a little bit later on, and he kind of he was in the feud, adding fuel to the fire of the feud between Red Dragon and the Young Bucks or whatnot. So he's just trying to play peacemaker with that. But I'm not really a fan of Adam Page, honestly. He's kind of dry to me. I still don't understand his character, but he's doing his thing. They put the belt on him. I'm surprised that he's over as much as he is. Just my personal preference, you know what I'm saying? I don't really care for him, but he's holding it down right now.
I mean, it comes down to this, right? We've been, watching with Superior Wrestling Intellect, and one of the things we always said is, it might not be for us, doesn't mean it doesn't work. Right. Like, it may not be for us personally, but it doesn't mean it's stupid or it sucks. It's for somebody. And that's what I see with his title reign. It's for somebody, you know. Like Doudrop, the same thing, you know, I didn't really get a chance to touch too much on that match because what I wanted to, before, you know, move on, I wanted to tell everybody, make sure y'all check out the match. 5-star match indeed.
Yeah, it's a great match.
It just goes to show you, like, it's a different style of wrestling. You look at Doudrop, you look at Bianca Belair, they have a different type of chemistry, and I can see them two main eventing a Monday Night Raw for a championship. You know, I'm not sure if we're there yet. I'm not going to go that far because I see more of a main event feel with her and Rhea Ripley. Like, to me, Rhea and Bianca is today's Charlotte and Sasha from yesterday. Mm-hmm. As far as that dynamic, like, they just work well together. So that's what I think with and I think her and Doudrop has, she kind of feels like Mick Foley a lot of, you know, she can be the person who can, like, get you ready for the main event, but then also win some championships along the way.
Yeah, definitely playing that filling role. Mm-hmm. It's kind of real good person who's like, she's just able to just put you over and make you look good no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And still get over herself, you know what I mean?
So
another one, you know, as we move on, man, speaking of women's wrestling, Jay Cargill, my goodness, a powerhouse indeed. A lot of people like to say, oh, she's green and this, that, you know what she knows how to do? She knows how to make money.
She does.
She knows how to go out there each and every week, get herself over, and she meets the airport test. When you see her, she's an instant head turner. Not just because she's a beautiful black woman, but also because her physique.
Right.
You know, and then she understands it on social media. She hear all the stuff people say. And like she said, okay, y'all talk about green. The one thing that's green is money. You know, and different stuff like that. And even Big Swole has said on her show that Jade works harder than everybody. She's in the training facilities, trying to get better, asking questions. And she said that's the reason why, you know, she's a fan and happy for her. You know what I mean?
You can kind of tell that too. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, you can really kind of tell that, like, she's a learner. She's trying to get better. She's trying to be more successful at what she's doing. She's trying to perfect her craft. And, I mean, you see it working out for her in the ring.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get the Will. Oh, go ahead.
She's 28-0 now? Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Shout out to Allie. I was glad to see them. Shout out to Allie. That's the homie. I'm glad to see them have a good match. But I want to get the Will 5-star's question real quick. When he said, can Doudrop get her name back? You know, I think a lot of people love to see her be Piper Niven, but, you know, it's a branding thing and all that. At this point, it's a wrap. It's the stuck. I think the one person we hope get his name back, even though they try not to, is Walter. he was an entity. He was a brand. He was a star, a mega star, in my opinion, in the works. So, you know, we hope to see him get his name back. One of his other questions, I'll kick this one to you, Hugh. What do you think the New Day will be doing at WrestleMania?
Oh, my gosh. That's a good question. First of all, is Xavier going to be back?
That's a good question. I want to see if I got it. Look, man, it's so much wrestling that sometimes, you know, you be forgetting about this one and that one. Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm not going to lie. I missed the last week of, like, Raw and SmackDown. So, like, what exactly is Big E doing right now? Because I haven't seen him in about a week or two. I don't even know. They can't change the tag titles. I feel like the Usos are going to put somebody else over. Well, not over, but they're going to be end up fighting somebody else for the tag titles. Yeah. Aren't they feuding with somebody right now? New Day's feuding with somebody, right?
That I'm not sure. Oh, I feel like I didn't get a chance to see SmackDown all the way. Yeah. So I felt like I missed the whole week, but then I was like, well, not it's kind of like a throwaway because the pay-per-view was on the next day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I got home, I like fell asleep, fast forwarding through it and whatnot. But I do know like the Usos, they were supposed to have a match with the Viking Raiders. I think it was a timing issue, that reason why they cut that match short, which I wasn't complaining. I like a 3-hour pay-per-view, seemed like such a thing of the past. But so I wasn't complaining too much.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think the New Day, I think they'll figure out some way to have like a fatal four-way tag team match or something, just to, you know, reward everybody, get everybody on the card.
I mean, they usually do something like that anyway with the big pay-per-view, just to kind of showcase, because, you know, they don't really care about tag team.
Here we go with that again. You sound like
a mark. They don't, man. But hey, it's getting
expensive.
It's
expensive. It's better though.
It is. So they get a little bit more time now.
And the Usos and the New Day have showed that you can print money with tag teams, you know, with merch, and as long as you be entertaining, you know. And I want to get the Viking Raiders have been doing that too. Like, yeah, they can go out there and dominate every week, but those guys are funny and they're hilarious, and they show they can adapt. Now, the Street Profits, I would love to see them have a feel-good moment and win the tag titles at WrestleMania. And you can see, you know, Bianca and Montez both leaving WrestleMania weekend with gold. That would be dope.
That would be kind of crazy. But, I mean, it looks like they're just kind of stuck on Rollins and Owens right now.
Yeah, that's true, but... That it's also weird because, and Will Five Stud just brought this up, you got Cody in the works, possibly, you know, and I just read this article. Basically, Kenny Omega summarized it like, look, him and Cody, they were cool, they had a great professional relationship, but they wasn't going and getting Diet Pepsis on their times off, you know, and one of the things, the biggest takeaway from his conversation with that guy is that Cody went in there with one idea, and he wanted to compete while the Bucks and Kenny didn't necessarily want to compete. And it's like I said last week, it felt like he was always like the outsider friend, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then he even said that pretty much they did have an idea, AEW, but at this point, it's Tony Khan's vision, and it's Tony Khan's baby, and they just support. So I think Cody coming back, I think we could see him with we could see him in the ring with Seth Rollins. There's also this, it's a lot of wild cards to this too, because Edge comes out first. All right, Miz comes out on Monday. He does the promo and he says, you know, somebody who's dashing and, you know, to get the crowd going, only for it to be Logan Paul. Then there's Edge who says, you know, with something about smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. So it's like they teasing, but if there's no deal done, they left themselves enough room where they can kind of get out of it, you know, because it seems like the match would be Edge versus AJ Styles, right? And that'll be your wrestling match. That'll be like your dream match. That'll probably open up the show or be dead square in the middle, you know. And that'll be looking to have, we always say this around WrestleMania season because it's a habit, but they'll be looking to have it the Savage-esque, Savage Steamboat-esque match.
You know?
I would say AJ Styles has had his WrestleMania defining moment with that match being with The Undertaker in the Boneyard, but he hasn't had that AJ Styles wrestling match. You know, he had the match with Jericho. He had the match with Shane McMahon. You can make an argument that was the best match of the night, but let's be real, with AJ and a broomstick. Yeah. Then, you know, he was in the tag match, and he did have the WWE title match with Shinsuke, but it was so much other stuff going on in that card that people just forget about it. And I remember we was watching it, and I was sitting there like, I want to like it, and I want to say this is good, but it's just something missing, and I couldn't put my finger on it. You know,
yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that Edge AJ. They need to push that one. They need to make that one happen.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about classic wrestling, good, like great 5-star wrestling. That's what right there, man. That's going to steal the show, honestly.
Yeah. But now here's the question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you the book.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving you the book, right? Are you doing AJ and Edge or Cody and Edge?
I'd rather see Cody and Seth.
Okay.
Those are two show stealing matches right there. AJ, mm-hmm. Edge, Cody, and who I just say? And Seth.
Cody and Seth.
Yeah. You put them on two different nights, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. I'm not sure how you would build that. How would you build that Seth Cody match?
I mean, it's just simple, you know. You left here because you couldn't get over. And I was here and I came up and took your place. And then you can even throw some daddy stuff in there and really hit Cody where it hurts. You could tell them, you know, you could even say stuff like, well, my wife is a champion. She didn't have to book herself against other people, you know.
Right. You know, Seth is amazing at doing that type of stuff anyway. So,
Last year he had a match with Cesaro. You know, Cesaro beat him. It felt like Cesaro, like his moment that everybody had been waiting for. You know, we had Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens last year. And those were like the two matches that you were looking at, wasn't no titles on the line, but they were about like that wrestling, that those WrestleMania matches for the fans, mm-hmm. for the wrestling, the diehard wrestling fans.
Wrestling fans,
and that's what I think.
Fans, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I think we get those, you know. You know, it's funny. Shout out to Will 5 Stud. I was at WrestleMania 33 as well. What an incredible day. That was the one I was like, man. You know, Hugh, I needed you there with me, bro.
Couldn't make it, man.
Yeah, so it would be, he said they got some bad blood, so that would be definitely interesting to see. How about before we go to AEW again? Because Finn Balor, he got a victory, him and Tommaso Ciampa. And then he also came out and challenged Damian Priest.
Yeah, I saw that part.
For the U.S. title.
Does he go over?
Yeah, I think Priest has held on to the title long enough. I think Balor gets it and gets an ovation. It's a workhorse title. You know, it's mid-card. You know, regardless of what, he is a former Universal Champion, regardless of how he's been booked or struggled and whatnot, so I think it would definitely be a great and perfect opportunity for him.
I was definitely going to say, yeah. I think he goes over. Mm-hmm. You build him as a team.
Oh.
And then later, of course, have a few. And there you go.
I like that. Now, how about NXT, though, man? Your boy. Here to show the world.
Or Ziggy.
Ziggler.
Ziggy? Yeah. I actually missed NXT, but.
Yeah, him and Tommaso Ciampa had a good match. Ziggler beat him after Robert Roode disguised himself as a cameraman. And you know, it was a distraction, and that led to Ziggler getting a win. But it's setting up for the Dirty Dogs to go against Ciampa and the champion, Bron Breakker, who I love watching work. Like, Bron Breakker, it's the craziest thing. It's like, you imagine if you or your brother had a child, and they look like the dead combination of both, and sound just like, say you had a child. Yeah. And it sounds just like your brother. Like, it's the craziest thing. He sound like, you close your eyes, you're like, am I listening to Scott? You know, but then, like, the way he moved, the way he looked, you can tell he's Rick's son. Shout out to the former Raven.
I was about to say, like, when I first heard of him, I literally thought that he was Scott's son.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, hold on. And then I heard him start barking. I was like, oh, no, that's not Scott. That's Rick. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was like, but yeah, man, he's the next. Hey, I hate to keep using the same term, but he's the next big thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. Ron is amazing in a couple. I'll give him a year and a half, 2 years. He's going to take over the main event card for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before, that if anybody, he should be the one to beat Roman. Now, I'm going to shift gears with that one and say, if they can get this Cody Rhodes deal done, hey. And he's booked. I hate to say being booked right, but if the story makes sense, I wouldn't be mad. I would not be mad if Cody was the one. Just long as he don't, like, long as Roman don't just constantly beat him. You know what I mean? But right. It's also hard to say, like, I'm just wondering. I don't think there'll be any vendetta because Cody's a WWE homegrown talent. No matter which way you look at it, he went out there. It's kind of like, look, I want to see if I can fly. I want to see if I can make it on my own.
Right.
And you know, so, I mean, look at Christian. Christian was a homegrown WWE talent. You know? So.
Right.
But MJF, man. All right. I think we're being worked. I think the internet's being worked. He cut a promo about having attention deficit disorder. I think it was attention deficit disorder, and which I thought was incredible. He worked. He had everybody like hooked,
right?
And I'm just like, okay, he's eventually going to say something. And a lot of people are saying, the internet is speaking, that was his favorite. That was his favorite promo, you know. Even like Punk coming out there and getting close to him, like, is this real? Is this real? You know, real. I'm gonna just say, like I said, I think it was work. I hope it's. I mean, you can still have ADD and still be a very, you know, functioning adult,
right?
You know, even the dirt sheets, Breaks character reveals ADD diagnosis. You know, and he said it's as real as it gets, but I still think.
You think they would play around with something like that though?
Yeah, because it's something, you know, that you get treated. Like, you know, my son has it, yeah. And you know, we treat it, and so it's awareness, but it's not like. Like, you can have ADD and be a butthole. I'm trying to make sure I'm careful with this, because I'm not trying to sound insensitive. But I think that it is like, okay, when I see MJF, I see the human being, the way his character is. He's like The Miz, right? I feel like they're the same person outside the ring, maybe just a couple of notches down.
Right.
So I feel like, with that, he can reveal that diagnosis and just take his character to another level where you kind of want to sympathize for him, but then also be like, nah, but get yourself together.
Right.
You know, And like I said, I say that, and it is not being, you know, I just obviously told everybody, you know, I deal with it every day. But you know, your nephew's a functioning child, thankfully, you know, and we just, you have to manage it. The way a doctor explained it to me is as if there's a fog over the brain, you know. So it's like, if me, I gotta wear glasses, you know. And with our study, say, he hope it's not a work. And let me clear myself. When I say working, I'm saying he's working the script, working the program, not right. That the diagnosis is a work, but he's working the program and using this to bring awareness to it. But he's still going to jump back and be who he is, you know. But he's got everybody talking about it, and which is good in a way, because then, you know, that's something people feel like they can relate. So I'm interested to see what happens, you know. So by no means do I think he was work. As like I said, I never said it was a work. I said I think he's working with this.
Yeah. It makes sense. Bringing awareness to it.
They're gonna right. Come at me for this one.
They love Brian H. Water, so they ain't gonna come at you.
I'm a baby face for now, but no, I do. I think it's going to add another level to the story with him and Punk. They've just been putting on some of the best television, you know. But everybody, you know, and see, like this person says, I don't care. I don't really care if the promo was a work or not. I think MJF voiced the powerful truth we needed to hear about the painful struggles many children are facing daily. All children are scared, deserve support and patience and compassion. So that's exactly where I feel. You know, that's where, you know, that's where I am. So yeah, but it was overall just incredible. You know, he's the master of his art, and that's what I like to see.
Right.
Somebody even said this. This ain't leading to a face turn; it's adding depth to a heel. I just said that. Yeah. I'm on Twitter going through stuff. You know, and like I said, I mean, I'm here. We're talking with my brother and allowing the world to be a part of this conversation. You know, but yeah, that's the way I feel. Shout out to Kiki. She just quote tweeted my tweet where I said I gave her props. She just quote tweeted. And Will Foster says, it's such a touchy subject. It depends on how they decide to go. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't think there'll be no disrespect. I don't think it'll be any back and forth, but it's just, I just do feel that he's being himself and he's taking it to a whole nother level. You know, how about Buddy Murphy? Did we talk about that?
It's Matthews, actually.
I was going to say it. It's Matthews, actually.
No, we didn't talk about it. You didn't mention it earlier, but
because I know we talked in pre-production, but I'm like, did we get that in on the show? him showing up AEW with Malachi Black, and you know, it looked like we was gonna get the story that they told. They had I believe a trilogy in WWE on Monday Night Raw. Around the end of 2019, and I said, okay, these are some really good matches. I think Paul Heyman credited them.
Great matches.
Unfortunately, you know, both of them, you know, they was released, and when they both was released, it's like, oh, they'll do this on the indies, and they'll find some money, they'll make some money. But now you see they're going, you know, it looks like they're going to be in a faction together, which I'm excited for. Don't give it to us right away. Build this up, man. Build this up.
Yeah, man. I think that you know why I'm laughing. You heard me? I sound like somebody just now. But shout out to my man D. It sounded like it just
shout out to D. The Dive Sport Net. Make sure y'all check out Dive Sport Net.
Oh man. But yeah, like I think that he's gonna do great, man. I'm just waiting for that storyline to build up a little bit more to see what direction they're gonna go with it. I loved it. That man is in shape too, bro. You see how swole he is now?
Yeah, they're trying to get like that.
Right. He's been eating vegetables, doing push-ups, and you know, drinking his milk and everything. Okay.
Speaking of eating right, you'll be happy to know.
Okay.
That is, the weather was nice, right? You know, the weather was nice here in Baltimore. It's not going to be like that tomorrow.
No, it's not.
But it was so nice. And so this morning I took a walk. After I came from a walk, got on the bike, then started working. Mm-hmm. And then for lunch, you know, I ate, you know, I had some sloppy Joe. But no, it was leftovers, so I couldn't throw it away.
For dinner,
you know, chicken that I had put in the pan and, you know, roasted or whatever, and vegetables. But you know how when the weather's so nice, you just start smelling good food out of the atmosphere? Like, yes, you don't even have to be, like, you don't, so, you know, like, I remember the first time Dwayne had came to my mother's house, right? He's like, dang, no wonder Brian H. always eating out. He said, all the food, all the, you know, near my mother's house, all the chicken box spots, all the, well, I don't eat Chinese food, but they everywhere, from Ehrman and Belle, all that, right?
Right.
Well, today, you know where I live. The mm-hmm. Royal Farms is up the street, but it's far enough that you won't smell it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been plenty of times where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to walk to Royal Farms and get the fries instead of getting in the car and getting the fries.
Right.
And I was so tempted today because the weather was nice. And I just wanted, like, I said, like, I want some fried chicken or some fries or just some French fries. You know, French fries are my kryptonite. But I didn't do it.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with the wedges, man. Yeah.
I even cut up some yesterday and put them in the air fryer. So, and my wife was like, "You really love us. You cut up potatoes." I was like, yeah. But yeah, man, that's all I got. I gotta give a shout out to I'm giving another shout out to Amber because I wanted to make sure I mentioned these matches coming up this week, because we want to help with this promo, but she wrote it, and it's for her match with Mia Friday. So make sure y'all check that out. It's gonna be a Vixen's Revel. Well, it's a women's gauntlet match, and she's the final boss. So that's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be at Vixen's Women's Revolution. No, Vixen's. What is it? Vixen's Pro Wrestling Revolution. That's what it's called. So that's going to take place. Vixen's Wrestling Revolution. That's what it is. And it's going to be presented by, check this out, Roe, the Reality of Wrestling and Title Match Network. So definitely want to give it. And then she's going to Jazz's promotion, which is Dog Pound Championship Wrestling. So yeah, we definitely wanted to mention those because, yeah, we've been putting in that work, bro. You know, you've been there. That's some footage that you shot. But yeah, real so
quick, I want to say, like, just shout out to everybody that I met over the weekend. I appreciate y'all. If y'all don't know my name is Hugh. Go by Hazmat 3, Hazmat 3 Photos, Haz the Third, whatever. That's
right, put yourself forward, bro.
Look me up. I appreciate meeting y'all, and I appreciate y'all like welcoming me to the family. And I'm looking forward to doing it again, man.
Yeah, and, you know, it was good to see the Jabba Tears come down. Shout out to you know, Sir Wilkins and Janelle and Mr. Black. You know, they come and say, "Oh, this is the guy that's been on the show lately. This is the new guy, the additional host." You know, and that's the type of stuff that make you feel good is when you get to meet people. and you get to talk to them, and you know, you see these people online, right? For the first time, I got to meet Trey D from We Love Wrestling, and you know, communicating with him for years. He's been, you know, watching the Wrestling Round, listening. I've been watching his stuff. He does make sure you check out Women on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, you got a different women's wrestler. And even to the point where he'll have like different wrestlers go back and forth through promos and on his show. And you know, obviously our big brother Dr. D and Corey, you know, you know, like I said with Trey D, he just everywhere, you know what I mean? And just to be amongst the presence of all that black excellence, it was amazing. You know, we started the show with it. We finished the show with it. But I definitely encourage everybody to check out everybody's content. I got a chance to talk to Jabari from Nation of African American Wrestling. He was on the podcast a few weeks ago, and he was at Black Wrestlers Matter in St. Louis on Saturday. You know, and a few people was on both shows, Saturday and Sunday, like, you know, We Love Wrestling. I think the Pretty Heels, shout out to Danny. I think it was both, you know, she was there too. She might have just been at one. But it was just so much black wrestling this past weekend. And there's more. It's so much more. We are here. We're not going nowhere.
Yeah, we're taking over.
Yeah, you know. So, and we definitely got to give a shout out to Lovely, aka Lola Blue. She will be, you know, she's working on her promotion, Let Wrestling Live. So we're really excited about that. They already got Twitter, so make sure y'all check that out. And it's about what she said, we don't compete, we create. I think that's the slogan. And then that's the thing, creating our own lane. And you know, like I said at the beginning, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Could you imagine doing this 25 years ago when he was sitting in Miss Munt's class, sitting in Miss O'Connor's class, sitting in Miss Longo's class? You know, I don't have no love for Miss Morris, but sitting in her science class, she gave me a D after I look, yo, she gave me a D minus on a science project. Remember, we had to build those little teepees, those huts out of pencil.
Yeah, I remember on popsicle sticks.
Popsicle sticks. So I was sick that weekend. look, you know what's gonna be funny? Dwayne gonna go back and watch the show. Like, I missed one week and those two fools.
right.
But yeah, so I was sick that weekend, and she had a nerve, like. So my mother was like helping me with the project. So we just put it together, no instructions. So then I had a D minus, not an E, not an F, a D minus. So my parents was upset, like, how you gonna get a D minus?
D minus.
So afterwards, my mother sent a note. Hey, you gave him a D minus and he ain't have no instructions. You know she gonna send instructions. She's like, here, Brian, here's your instructions.
Hey, man, that's
wild,
bro.
But look, I gotta tell this story before we get out of here. So let me tell y'all about Brother Hugh.
Here we go.
Matter of fact, we gonna give him a clap for this one before I tell y'all the story. There was a time where the teacher just knew I was playing cards. Well, Brian was playing cards and he didn't do his work because he was too busy playing cards. So this is Black History Month, and let me tell y'all something. The one thing we learned early, before it was before you had to, like, before there was an effort to really do a lot for Black people, we learned early you're supposed to stick together.
Uh-huh.
So
yes, sir.
She figures, I know what to do. I'm gonna get Hugh Allen, that was the other member of the trio. I'm gonna get them two, and they gonna tell on Brian. They gonna tell his mother, right? And what did Hugh and Allen say? Well, actually, no. Brian was doing his work. We was the one playing with the cards. Man, you talking about?
Like, okay, all right.
And I wasn't even in the meeting, But I remember, you know, sitting there. Because you remember why they called my mother?
I don't remember that. Wow.
It was the year 2000, right?
Right.
I got to write this out for it to make sense. I'm going to put it on the screen. Appreciate y'all still listening. It was the year 2000. So me and my god brother, we decided we was going to change the name. Change how we spell our name because it was 2000 and we wanted to be different. So his name was Michael, and obviously y'all know my name is Brian. So this is how we put it. We spelt it. Why we did this, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So after that, then we decided this December 31st, 1999. Before we went to church, that's when we would go to watch night service. And we, you know, remember that time was Y2K. Everybody thought the world was going, the lights were going to switch out. You remember when we started school, they told us, y'all might not have a graduation or whatever.
Right.
So after that, after I did that, the teacher, so we was going to school. So I was like, hey, Michael, what happened? There's like nothing. Teacher ain't say nothing. Now he was in fifth grade going to sixth, and I was in eighth. Going to ninth, so you know it was different. So they made a big deal. They took points off of my name and said, you can't spell your name like that. That's ridiculous. That's just stupid. And this, that, and the other, right? And like gave me like a zero. So my mother was like, what's the problem? She was like, he's a boy. Boys do stuff like that. She said, my brother thought he was John Claude. I mean, not John. Something. You know, it was somebody from back in the day, right? Back in the 60s. She was like, he would change his name all the time. She's, but you know, if he's gonna change his name, it's gotta be legal documents. And she's like, it's not that serious. So that's when it came up about me playing around and playing with cards. And when y'all stood up, that's how that all started. That's why she was there.
See,
the things we had to deal with.
Dumps.
And now look at us. We sitting here podcasting about wrestling. They told us we watch too much. Right. Yeah, I got to step. This stuff is fake.
They why do you know that? Word around.
Mm-hmm. I tell people they don't have a license to use it. You get in there and take a bump.
Right. Come on now.
Yeah, but all right, let's get out of here. Y'all see where to find them. Let them know where they can find you, bro.
And it's right there on the screen. Has the third, HASTHE, 3RD. Or you can catch me at our Hazmat Photos. That's HASMAT3 Photos. I'm on all platforms, Facebook, Twitter, IG. It's all the same. Make sure, look, first of all, look. You see, I got the shirt on. You got to get you one of these. Get you one of these. Hey, look, you got a nice, hold on, wrong way. Nice little hoodie in the background. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get you a hoodie. Join the team. Make, you know, support. Yeah. Like wrestling. We taking over, baby. We taking over. Ain't that mm-hmm. right, BH?
Yes, sir. It was something I was gonna say. I forgot. Oh, that's what I'm about to tweet. One thing about black wrestlers, they're gonna tag their photographers. I like the two guys that's in AEW. But until next time, folks, we out.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!